Many Pakistanis and other South Asians living in Britain work as chefs, serving up the cuisine of their homeland. Over the years, curry has come to be thought of as Britain's national dish. It's sold by more than 12,000 restaurants and takeout shops. But there's a crisis now in Britain's curry houses. New, tighter immigration rules have led to a shortage of chefs and so a search for solutions. Here's the World's Laura Lynch in London.
Earlier this week, the sounds of India filled a cavernous hall that sits on the south bank of the Thames. Women in glittering saris and men in tuxedos arrived to a red carpet welcome. Not given to understatement, organizers dubbed the gathering the Oscars of Britain's vast curry industry.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening to you. Welcome to the British Curry Awards.
No rubber chicken at this glitzy gathering. The menu featured chicken tikka masala, a dish invented in British curry restaurants after the industry took off here in the 1960s, fueled by a wave of immigrants. Even Prime Minister David Cameron, who appeared via video, knows his Indian cuisine.
I'm sorry I can't be with you tonight. Not just because I'm missing out on the chicken tikka masala I hear you've got on the menu.
But Cameron also took time to praise those who work in the industry, well aware of their growing economic influence.
These awards aren't just about quality food, they're about quality people. People who work hard, who slog their guts out to make their businesses work.
Cameron's words may have rung hollow to some in the audience. That's because the government has tightened immigration rules, making it almost impossible to hire chefs from India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. The restrictions may be popular with the swelling ranks of the unemployed in Britain, but veteran curry restaurant owner Inam Ali told the crowd the numbers don't add up.
There may be more than 2.5 million people out of work in Britain, but I guarantee that none of them are talented curry chefs.
Ali is a savvy political operator, so he's not challenging the government directly. But he does have some concerns about the latest proposal to fix the curry chef shortage. The government is floating the idea of creating a curry college to train British people of all backgrounds to work in the industry. Far away from the glamour of the awards night, some restaurant owners are openly worried. Two men are bent over gas stoves in the basement kitchen of the Googly Indian restaurant in North London.
First, I thought everyone...
Upstairs, owner Sachin Mullane smiles as he greets two of his regulars. Mullane opened Googly 17 months ago with his brother. They employ five cooks, but he says they need at least three more, especially since they want to open a second branch. He's fed up.
At times, my chefs can't even take day off, and that is just because we cannot really find good chefs.
Mullane, who would like to recruit chefs from South Asian countries, believes the curry college proposal won't work.
To become an Indian chef, you have to really work hard behind it. It is an ongoing process, and it should be within you for years. That's where you become perfect.
In years past, many curry houses were true family operations, and cooks learned the craft at their parents' side. But younger generations are now more likely to seek education and careers outside the kitchen. It's happening at a time when interest in Indian cuisine in Britain seems to be growing.
So we're just going to let our oil heat up.
Nikita Gulhane is teaching a small class of students, two British and one Malaysian, how to cook Indian street food at the small school he runs out of his home. He says he's signing up more and more students, but none is looking for a job in the industry. They see it as a hobby. Gulhane, too, says a curry college won't solve the shortage.
Because I think a lot of these guys go to India because they know they can get staff, maybe they're friends of families, or they know they can get these guys in. They're going to come into a kitchen environment where everyone's going to speak the same language, and these guys will work hard.
And Gulhane notes they'll work hard for very little pay, something he believes most British workers won't do.
The best in London Central City, the winner is Tamarind in Mayfair.
Back in the heady atmosphere of the Curry Awards, a gold statuette is handed to an upscale restaurant that features pheasant and lobster on the menu, a far cry from the everyday fare prepared by low-paid cooks in most curry restaurants. For many of them, there are no awards. Still, given the fact that one in four jobs for chefs is vacant, there's always the guarantee of work. The government seems unlikely to change the immigration rules anytime soon. For the World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
You can see scenes from the Googly Restaurant, the Curry Awards, and more at theworld.org.